Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not a man of God.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What you know about Mark Kerr? Not Steve Kerr, not his son, Mark Kerr.
He was a bad wrestler.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's playing him in this movie. Evan and I might go together and see the smashing machine. He's transformed his body. This looks like it's going to be good.
He's not a wrestler.
Okay, I didn't.
He's a real fighter,
like a boxer,
like an MMA fighter.
Okay, who is he? Well, then why are they calling him the wrestler
on Tuesday?
Why is it called the wrestler? Why is it called
the smashing machine?
Okay,
UFC heavyweight.
What are you coming down my road for? He asked me if I knew Mark Kerr, and I was like, I think he's a wrestler.
Because you make fun of real fighters because they're not wrestlers and they're real fighters,
allegedly.
Dude, I can't wait.
Tell you one guy I'd like to get in the ring.
To me?
That guy, what's his name? Tate.
Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate.
Why, you don't?
Oh, man. I'd love to get in the octagon with him. I'd come in with 7 foreign objects.
Brass knuckles.
I don't care if I'd get disqualified.
Boy. Wow. Hope he doesn't hear that.
I'd be coming in there with a shiv. I'd be coming in there with some heavy metal. Yeah. We're talking about the 49ers. Who's quarterbacking tomorrow? It sounds like it's going to be Mac Jones. We played a lot of Brock Purdy on the other side. Here's some Mac Jones. Well, let me finish up with Purdy real quick.
Because my boy Big Deck sent a text, and I want to read it to you and the listeners.
Well, do you want to do it now? Or?
He said Purdy was the sacrificial lamb. That's why Kyle ran him out there. And now he's got Mac Jones at his disposal.
So ask him if he thinks that was a mistake. Sounds like
it was a joke.
The 49ers play Thursday, so obviously that gives them a lot of time to recuperate for the following weekend. How does that play into things for Brock?
100%. If I can play this game, I'm going to play. And obviously, you know, I want to get right and get healthy and everything, but we need to win this game against the Rams, so that's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, so it sounds like you're going to play. Well, if the game were tonight, would you play?
Tonight, no, but I have 2 days.
All right, there it is. There's all the Purdy sound. Yes, he said that yesterday. If the game were tonight, no, but I have 2 days. Sounds like last week.
But
want to make another bad decision?
Let's look at each other. We've been around a few blocks. They won't do what they did last week just because guys like you and Roz Tucker will second guess them. If they learned anything, the dude needs some more time.
Well, the way we wouldn't second guess him is if he played Thursday.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
But wouldn't that be negligence at this point?
Just call him as healthy as he was last week and play him.
Cash cow.
If he plays tomorrow, then in a crazy kind of way, I'll be like, well, toughed it out.
No, you should be ready to start a riot on that. What are they doing down there? Whoever it's up to, if you're mad about him playing this past Sunday, you're going to tell me 4 days go by, he felt something, and he's back out there. But let me tell you who ain't playing tomorrow, pal, is Brock Purdy. Take that to the bank.
How late last week were we saying that about Purdy? Like, were we more
different.
Sure?
I'm turning into you.
What happened?
He re-aggravated the injury.
When?
Playing against Jacksonville.
No, I don't believe Kyle would ever put him in harm's way like
Connie,
that.
Stop. They're not, man, he is your guy. Treat him as such. And I think the reason he played last week is I really do believe because Mac Jones couldn't go. So they're not ready to hand the keys or even try the Martinez experiment.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Hey, in a day and age of price gouging for all these different subscriptions and TV providers and stuff, I would pay any amount of money to see you fight Andrew Tate. I mean, that would be amazing.
Well, Stoney wouldn't last a round.
I bring foreign objects in? Just give me one, like, you know what they used to do in professional? I'll wear an elbow pad with silver dollars in it, you know, so when I clothesline him, it'll have more of an effect. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want a part of me.
I love it.
He doesn't want any part of me. Of course, he probably can't even get into the United States right now. All right, what's up?
So I wanted to answer your question before the break. You said, you know, did they botch this thing? I wanted to use a baseball analogy. I don't know if you guys saw the Red Sox-Yankees game. Yeah.
I watched every second, and asked Stani, did he watch it last night? He goes, I ain't watching baseball, but go ahead.
Okay, so you had two different concepts, right? It was a pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
Yankees pitcher had it going, reached a certain pitch count, third time through the lineup, they pulled him, didn't have a good outcome. Red Sox pitcher had it going. Took more of a feel approach, right? Our guys got it going. Let's let them get out there. Let's get them through the seventh inning. Took a more feel approach. This is where I think Kyle, it's hard to believe he has any feel with how he's treating the situation, because all indications are that throughout practice, during the open practice time, there were reporters that were saying Brock didn't look too hobbled, rolling out, running, but he was sailing passes. He was going high with a lot of his passes during practice. So it's hard for me to think that between talking to the player, talking to the quarterback coach, talking to the trainers, talking to your offensive coordinator, that you saw all this and thought, whatever, we're just going to roll with them. Like, sometimes Kyle needs to have a little more feel and say, my guy's not got it. He doesn't have it. Because it would be like yesterday, if that Red Sox pitcher was starting to slip, you know what I mean? He was having difficulties. Well, then, yeah, you got to get out there and you got to do something difficult. You got to have a hard conversation with your ace and say, hey, man, let the other guys pick you up. You did enough tonight, right?
Wow.
Kyle's got to do that with Brock.
Hey, let me
ask
you
this.
He didn't
do that in this situation, and it set him back.
Yeah, do me a favor. I'm Kyle right now. The one question you could ask me about Brock starting last week or playing, how would you say it?
I don't even think I would ask. I would observe, and I would say, hey, Brock, we're going to pull you, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm. I want you ready for week 6. Because our prognostication with our doctor said 2 to 5 weeks. I think we're rushing getting you back, man. You're sailing passes. You're putting people in harm's way. We got to go with someone else. You're going to be ready for week 6 and lead us to the playoffs after that moment.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
So – you've been around.
I would have done that now. Obviously.
The 2-point conversion. He was elusive in doing the skedaddle, the Niners, the one that went to Jennings and got the Malachi crunch. Dibs, you stole that from me. Shout out Happy Days. But is that a demerit for Brock Purdy that the ball was that high and the receiver went up to go? If they completed it and got the 2-point conversion, but I'm being real, Stoney. That is not my prototypical medicine ball. That's you going up to make a play for your receiver.
Well, first of all,
kept the play alive.
I don't think he was super elusive on that play. I thought he just rolled one way, then rolled the other way.
That's a skedaddle.
Well, if...
because they were coming for him.
Nah, I didn't see it that way.
He rolled to the right, had to...
I didn't see it that way.
And throw it back to the left.
Yeah, but it wasn't like evading guys. It was just...
It wasn't statuesque. That's what I'm telling you.
Sure, if that's good enough for you. How was the throw? Was it on a line?
No.
Did it have zip on it? No.
It got there.
Yeah, it got there, and it got your guy hurt.
You are something
else.
It was a tough play. Your boy went. I mean, good. Tell me who I wouldn't want to be on the Niners now. Ask me what player outside of Bosa.
Who?
Juwan Jennings. This has just been a wreck. My neck, my knee. My back, my arm. It's just like this.
Good thing he schnookered him and got that.
No, he's getting hurt on the
field. Juwan Jennings.
Just pay me or trade me. Dude, just think about Jennings 4 games. It's been a car wreck.
Get tougher players. Although he is, I would say he's probably the toughest guy.
Jim LA for $4.99 on the YouTube chat. Steiner, if you're going to wrestle, you need a good wrestling name. What's your name? Steiner!
I'll think about it.
The Metzer.
Metzer. That's, you're stealing from the Mets.
I'm stealing from Steve.
Well, they're both beatable. Yeah.
Harry Carey with those glasses.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is always presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you know what just crossed my mind? And you never know what's going to cross somebody's mind. Or you never know what's going to interrupt a thought that you're trying to convey on the radio verbally. But Evan, are you familiar with David Letterman?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. David Letterman had this thing, and I always thought it was really cool. And I was wondering if you could help me with it. So you remember when he used to do his reads and he would kind of make the paper into a paper airplane or crumble it and then throw it, and they'd throw it like that, and then he would have the breaking glass sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get a breaking glass sound, that'd be so cool, because then I could do stuff like when I get done with a read, crumble it up, throw it, and then like it shatters glass. That'd be cool.
Well, you got to do the read first.
No, I did. I did. Paramount Plus. Right. And I did it.
Well, you have to do it
right
correct.
In the meat. It was right in the meat of the segment.
He's proud of him.
Give me the meat.
That should be your wrestling name. The meat.
All right. Let's get into some Mac Jones. He talked yesterday. And looks like he's going to be playing with a knee brace. So you'd think that'd make him a little less mobile. But what does he say about that?
You did your brace during the game, and then you put it back on in that game. Where are you now as far as playing with the knee brace?
I'll probably have it on.
All right, he's going to have a knee brace on.
You think? Proceed with caution, man.
So does that mean
he had it on at the end of the last game he was in?
But he's played some this year without a brace. Is that correct?
Yeah, but he's not Michael Vick or Brock Purdy.
Oh, Steiny Jim Olay saying he did it with pencils, not paper. Okay, I got pens. That should work. What does the film say about the Rams?
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can. But like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're, in my opinion, the number one defense in the NFL. After watching them, I know statistically they're pretty high, but I'm really been impressed with them. So it's going to be a huge challenge, and they do a lot of good stuff.
Oh boy, I wish he wouldn't have gave them that.
What do you give me for? This is unbelievable. There's got to be somebody out there that the same thought went through their mind as went through mine. Can we listen to that one more time? Well, we can, because I can push the button. Oh my gosh. Did this ring a bell with anybody else? Take a listen.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're, in my opinion, the number one defense in the NFL after watching them. I know statistically they're pretty high, but I'm really been impressed with them. So it's going to be a huge challenge, and they do a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
He sounds exactly like Brock Purdy.
Nah.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just...
It sounds like Purdy.
Ah.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're in my...
Play Purdy and him back-to-back? Okay.
Yeah, Steiny, not yet. I got to hear this one.
All right.
Give me some Brock.
Something that we talked about, playing lead to some soreness and stuff. So sort of expected it, but, turnaround Thursday night game and everything, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, get right and heal up and feel better. So just where we're at.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're, in my opinion.
I went to a job interview
It's actually the exact same the microphone's now, different that they spoke into, but they're exactly the same.
They told me, Mr. Johnson, don't call us, we'll call you. So that's what applies to that. It's not now. Your boy's got a deeper voice, bro.
Let's see.
Dude, he gave the Rams defense
Look at
love.
Ricky P on the YouTube chat. I thought it was Purdy. I just needed one. Thank you. My man.
We would tell
Ricky
you if
P,
you were
I just I needed wrong. One. I wasn't wrong. Somebody else had the same thought. Let's cut to the chase here, though, with Mac Jones and his status. Where he was versus Jacksonville with where he is this week.
Really, just like I talked about, just day by day getting better. And at the end of the day, you just have to ask yourself if you can protect yourself in the game. And felt good to go. So, obviously, every week, guys are dealing with stuff. And it's an everyday battle, so you're just working through it. Like I say, that's your job as a backup, and you know you're not playing the first snap if you're backing up, and then everything else is fair game. So I definitely approach it that way. I have a good system that I believe in, and the coaches definitely have us ready to play. So that's your job as a quarterback, and whether you're a starter or backup.
That was either Brock Purdy or Mac Jones.
Nah, Mac Jones. It's not like he's going through puberty there. When you get your voice start changing, Mac. Brock's got that deep voice. Oh, God. Some people agreeing with you. It's all right.
I am proud.
Like it's a painting.
I'm very proud. And, you know, I'm most proud because the only person that matters agrees, and that is the great Ernie Chavez.
Who's back? I guess he was banned. I didn't know how. They had banned on the chat.
I owe Ernie a thank you. Well, thank you, Ernie, for the birthday email. But I'm a little down on you because I didn't bump into you at Friedman's, and my sources said that you might be popping by.
Yikes.
Might be popping by. But I do know that Evan was there, so maybe you didn't want to pop over because of that.
Evan was actually working. Did you get on the mic with him?
Of course.
Segment.
Yeah, I got on at 1. I thought it was that. I thought it was our typical 1 to 112, but it turned out to be 1 to 126. But that's all right. I filibustered. We talked about the walk-in refrigerator.
You are a 14th boy, the crossover.
The only time he was there that his glass was empty.
I got you.
Hey.
Man will find the fluids.
You know what? Here's what's happening at Friedman's, and it's truly remarkable. Yeah, you're right, Evan. A couple years ago, I'd walk in there, and I'd look around, and I'd be, I'm going to grab a beer. Now they know me. They go get it for me. I had my guy Russell just
come on.
He was running around.
And you remember his name. That's why I like you, man.
I just made it up. I'm not sure if it was Russell.
God.
No, Friedman's Appliance. And I've told people this before. And this
I gotta
is a,
get there.
This is especially for the young people, Evan's age.
Well,
and Grandy and Carter. And it's this. If you ever do get a girlfriend, all right, I know it's a long way from A to B, but if you guys ever do get a girlfriend, okay, and you know, it's you're turning that corner of, we're going to get a little serious here, all right, and you want to take it up another notch, surprise her. Tell her, baby.
Oh,
baby, just reserve the night where we're going's a surprise, and then we go and we get the Friedman's Appliance, and let me tell you what's going to happen. Your relationship will be jump started.
And will they be married like Carter is? You forgot that?
Very possible.
And Ernie Chavez says he was there. Shame on you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but I guarantee he didn't come till after 2:20. Actually, I stayed till
it doesn't
I
seem like
about
it stayed
2:30.
Late.
But there's something, you know, I stayed till 2:30.
Well, Ernie, you weren't there when Ernie
Shut
got
up,
there.
Evan.
Dude, that is.
You know,
beep, beep.
You know, kids, in a way, this is, somebody asked me to explain this, and I can't really explain it. It's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
You walk into Friedman's with your partner.
Gotcha.
It's like an aphrodisiac in there.
Oh, boy.
It
hava,
really
hava.
Is.
Hava,
you're showing your partner that, hey, let me tell you what's important to me. Your comfort in the kitchen. That's what's important to me. And she'll see that. And he'll see that, depending.
Back to Wiggins.
And let me tell you something.
Stop it, man.
Let me tell you something. You have a better chance of scoring after going to Friedman's Appliance than you do taking her to the ballet, I'll tell you that. Or a movie. Do something different. I'm telling you.
Let's go look for some stoves.
Exactly. Dude, you should see some of their outdoor grills.
No, I... Oh, man. My God. Do you have one at the... Yeah, you got one at the crib.
And it's really nice.
But these
But then you go to Friedman's and you're like, geez, we need an upgrade.
Yeah.
Then again, we're not barbecuing for 42 people a day.
What's a good grill, Kasia?
It's a great question.
You would think I would know.
Everything.
My wife
I think you can get a good one for about $800. $600 to $800.
Wow. I thought you were about to say $15,000, $2,000.
Well,
keep going.
I mean, you can get a nice round Weber one for $99.99.
If you were at the fall clearance sales event, you might have been able to cash in.
You guys, man.
They did have, I'll tell you what, they did have this mini fridge that was marked down. It was originally like $500 and it was down to like $229. And I was like, oh, God, that would be so nice for my office.
Right. You should have got it.
I thought about it, but.
You work here.
Yeah, it's like my daughter said, I'm just not very materialistic. It's a shame.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got Birkenstocks on.
Yeah. With socks.
Dude, you look like something. I'm going to call you Moses. Well, he didn't have socks. Go ahead.
Because he didn't make it?
Oh, he made it.
Moses?
Yeah, he parted the sea.
Didn't make it to the promised land.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure he got across the water.
Oh, boy.
I think he got across the water and then but going north and going north got... He got into a little trouble.
Moses was Shanahan. Got
Noah
to the mountaintop.
Yeah, Noah made it. Yeah.
Ten commandments. Thou shalt know the overtime rule. All right, what do we got here?
And don't...
no man's
land. I'm going to put you on the spot during the crossover.
Do it now. Though. Do it now.
No, with Willard. It's I want you to man up and say what you and Ross said about the decision to let Brock
play. Already know, I've already figured out how I'm handling it.
See, look at you.
You think I haven't?
Willard, you've changed it.
If he goes... Well, it's just not true. I'll be like, I'll just say, yes, no, it was a bad look. Yeah, no, I'm just saying it was a bad look.
The bad look.
Well, no, but you said it was a mistake. Oh, yeah, man. It doesn't matter if it was or wasn't. Just a bad look, that's all.
Man.
Yeah.
I've had friends say, you know what, you were out of control at some venues. You were this or that. But when you say, they say, Guru, it's a bad look. That just penetrates different, man. A bad look. Damn.
We got a minute left here. Could you quick answer this question from on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line? This is from the 408. It's always been the South Bay. Where do you get these horrible takes, Goo? Seriously, Barry Bonds.
Just think about
See,
it.
See, this is where... Are you chewing gum?
It's a Mamba. I am sorry. I needed it. I mean, you've been long-winded today, so I thought I could finish it.
Mr. Nahegan.
You've been long-winded
Mr.
today.
Mr. Nahegan.
Evan, I thought I
Mr.
could
Mr. Nahegan.
Come on, man.
He's eating. He just put a candy into his mouth.
But you dined me out.
That's right.
Nobody would have known.
And now you know what you got? And now I'm going to do it. You got some spit right on your chin.
That I do.
That you need to wipe off.
But
all right.
You've been going long today, so I thought I could finish.
I know. I'm out of gas. All right, we're going to get back into the Warriors on the other side as it relates to Kuminga. We also jump into some Giants. Buster Posey basically said he wouldn't hire Bruce Bochy at gunpoint, bringing back that guy. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, the number, you know the number, 888-957-9570. Here's the most preposterous take I've heard today from the Boxer and Gerson text line. Actually, I'm going to say it on the other side. I've just seen the most ridiculous take on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. It's the worst take since Guru said that thing on Monday about Shanahan's coaching job. I'll share it with you. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. I am mad at you now.
I don't care.
No, you will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.